Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Demery. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry Demery. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Biedner takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Biedner moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Demery covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Stargell moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blair strikes out. Sanguillan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blair out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Demery is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stennett is 0-1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Expos, 1. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kirkpatrick is 0-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first, with Blair covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Manguel is 0-1 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Manguel. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jorgensen is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Biotner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stargell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hebner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foote is 0-1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Blair covering. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Demery is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Biotner hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguilan moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Pat Scanlon. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Stennett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Justy takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Sanguilan moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Sanguilan moves to third. Justy moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Sanguilan scores. Justy moves to third. Stennett moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Justy tags and scores. Stennett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Carter moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Carter moves to third. Foote moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Foote moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. It's 5-3, Pirates. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teculva fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.